This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
A winery in Paso Robles is getting global recognition for its farming practices through a program called Regenerative Organic Certification. Owners of the Tablas Creek Vineyard are leading the way in becoming the first vineyard in the world to have this certification, but they're hoping they won't be the last. KCBX's Angel Russell has more.
10 miles west of Paso Robles on winding country roads shaded by old oak forest is a winery tucked away off the beaten path.
Hi everybody, I'm Jason Haas.
Hi. So this is my family's winery.
Thank you.
Jason Haas's father started Tablas Creek Vineyard in 1989 when the Haas family imported grapevines from France.
Our kind of founding idea was that California is essentially a Mediterranean climate, and if we could find the right spot, we should be able to do really well with the same grapes that they're used to using in Châteauneuf-du-Pape in the south of France.
Now the vineyard has 270 acres producing various Rhone-style blends and varietal wines. But what makes this winery unique from other wineries is its farming practices. In 2019, the vineyard took part in a pilot program of a new approach to farming called Regenerative Organic. While different types of crop farms have received this certification internationally, Tablas Creek is so far the only vineyard to achieve the goals of the program and granted the acknowledgement.
It's big picture farming. It's not just what's going on in your dirt or with your plants. It's that, but it's also how you treat your people. It's how you treat any of the animals that you have. And it is a commitment to using your farm to try to address some of the larger challenges that the world is facing.
Viticulturist for Tablas Creek Vineyard, Jordan Longborg, says it's really about taking farming to the next level, such as finding innovative and environmentally better ways to help combat climate change.
It's pretty scary when it comes to conventional forms of farming and holding back nature, you know, and through organics and biodynamics, you develop this mindset of working with nature.
Longboard says conventional farming has a recipe, such as if you have certain types of pest, you throw this certain type of pesticide on it. But regenerative organic farming, abbreviated ROC, means you have to think outside the box.
So you have to be creative, you have to spend more time in your field, and you have to think about every step.
In one step to help keep the soil in balance without using chemicals, the vineyard uses a flock of 200 sheep to graze and refertilize the soil. Haas says their vineyard has the same problems every vineyard has, but they use the natural cycle to help solve them.
And we have issues with gophers. Every vineyard in California has issues with gophers. We've got 39 owl boxes scattered around the property with nesting pairs of owls in them every spring, and they eat the gophers, and that is a natural way of controlling something, so you don't need to use poison.
Haas says what separates ROC from most other certifications is its social welfare pillar. He says it's far too common to find farm workers being taken advantage of, and this certification has a goal of eliminating that problem.
Basically, you have been audited and have shown that your workers are being paid a living wage, that they understand their rights, they're able to organize if they want to organize, their conditions are safe, and that they have the support of the management, and that they have the ability to contribute to the decision-making.
Haas and Longboard aren't sure if the practices actually make the wine taste any better, but they think people drinking their wine will appreciate the extra efforts that go into their farming and standards for their workers. For wine tasting guest George Thompson, he says reading about the winery and their environmentally friendly farming practices made him appreciate the wine more.
Not everybody can accomplish that. As a matter of fact, I would say very few can accomplish that.
Thompson thinks once this becomes more of a trend with other wineries throughout the area, more people will come into the wine region.
My only thing is, it's kind of a bittersweet thing. I love to tell people about Paso, but then I don't want too many people to come to Paso.
Now that the program is open up for any farm to learn the ROC farming practices, Haas hopes this becomes an international movement of farming responsibly.
We're just one farm of 270 acres. I mean, this is a tiny percentage of the farm area in the United States and in the world. And the more people who can adopt these sorts of practices that are going to be a part of the solution to some of these really critical problems, the better off we all are.
Reporting in Paso Robles, I'm Angel Russell.